hide and seek. The old house creaked around. Leo, his parents had gone out, leaving him with a stack of comics and a plate of cookies, promising to be back before dark. The sun was already dipping, painting the sky in streaking nervous oranges and purples. Leo was bored. He read all the comics, eaten all the cookies. The silence of the house was too big, too empty. Then he heard it, a faint giggle. A sound like a child, a very small one, from somewhere upstairs. Leo frowned. He was the only child. No one else is supposed to be here. He paused, hiding, holding his breath, listening. The giggle came again. It was all clearer this time, seeming to float down from the attic. It wasn't a happy sound. It was dry, like rustling leaves. Curiosity, stronger than fear, pulled Leo up the stairs. The attic door, usually shut tight, was slightly ajar. A sliver of darkness peeked out. Leo pushed it open gently. The attic was a dusty, shadowy cave, filled with forgotten furniture shrouded in white sheets. "Hello," Leo whispered, his voice small in the vast quiet. Whispered answered, a breathy puff of sound right beside his ear, though no one was there. "Hello, Leo." Leo jumped, spinning around, nothing. His heart hammered. "Who's there?" Dry whisper came again, more from a deeper in the attic.
"Want to play?"
Leo hesitated. It was scary, but also a game. Maybe it was just an old house playing tricks on him.
"Play what?"
he asked, trying to sound brave.
"Hide and seek,"
the whisper said.
"You hide first."
A shiver ran down Leo's spine. It was creepy. Something about the idea of a secret game just for him was also thrilling. "Okay," he said, too quickly.
"Count to 20.
Whisper instructed from deep in the shadows.
"And don't peek."
Leo turned his back to the attic door, facing the hallway. Began to count slowly, trying to sound confident. 1, 2, 3. He heard a soft shuffling sound from the attic, like bare feet dragging across the dusty floor. 4, 5. Sound seemed to be moving away, deeper into the house. By the time he reached 20, the house was silent again. "Ready or not, here I come," Leo called out, though his voice wavered a little. He decided to hide in his bedroom closet. It was big, full of clothes, and he would squeeze behind his winter coats. He slipped inside, pulling the door almost shut, leaving a tiny crack to peek through. He heard a shuffling footsteps. It was slow, deliberate, coming down the attic stairs, then across the hall, then down the main staircase. Creak, scuff, creak. Heading towards his room. Leo held his breath, pressing himself against the back wall of the closet. Heard his bedroom door slowly creak open. Footsteps entered. He moved around the room, pausing, as if looking. Heard a soft sniff. Then a whisper, dry and close, right outside his closet door.
"Ready or not?"
Leo squeezed his eyes shut. He closed, heard the closet door begin to open. Thin silver light appeared and grew wider. Leo braced himself to be found. The door closed again, not with a bang, but slowly, quietly, so someone gently pushed it shut. Then from somewhere else, now a little further away, the whisper said with a hint of dry chuckle,
"You're really good at hiding."
Leo waited, trembling for a long moment. Then slowly he pushed the closet door open, peeked out. Room was empty. Door to his bedroom was slightly ajar. He crept out, relief washing over him, quickly followed by a fresh wave of fear. He's still alone in the house. It was still there. Here.
"My turn to hide now,"
the whisper said. This time from behind him, right by his ear. The ear spun around, a scream catching his throat. Still nothing there. He started to run for the light stairs, for the front door, for the light. For anything that wasn't his house. This house. He scrambled down the steps, his legs pumping, his breath coming in ready grasped. Hit the bottom and fumbled for the doorknob. He wouldn't turn, it was locked. He rattled it, pulled at it with all his might. is utterly stuck. Then from the shadows of the living room, a soft, dry giggle. The ear backed away from the door, his eyes wide. Could feel the cold air pressing in. The wave of shadows seemed to deepen and stretch, reaching for him. He saw nothing, but he could feel the presence all around him. The whisper came again, not from one place, but from everywhere at once, seeming to fill the air surrounding him. Found you. He screamed a thin, desperate sound and seemed to vanish into the heavy silence of the house. Wicked ill, there was a slow, dry chuckle. A soft scuffling sound for invisible feet, beginning a new count.
One, two, three.
The counting started again, growing fainter as it moved, as if moving away, or deeper inside. The front door remained locked. The house was silent once more, save for the slow self-counting that seemed to echo in the very walls. The game had just begun.
Ha 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 ha.